It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Dr. Tumaramoto, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Doctor. How are you?
I'm good.
Lovely, lovely. Doctor, let's get into it. Today we're talking about faith and our mental health. That's for the rest of the week. And our question, main question for today, is faith alone enough? Just pray about it. When people go through mental health issues, we've all heard this phrase, just pray about it. When dealing with mental health, whether it is depression or any of the well-known mental health issues. But is faith alone enough? Just praying about it, is it sufficient? While prayer is powerful, no one should deny that. Mental health requires more than spiritual intervention, some people argue. Some people go as far as to say they should go together. Interventions of the health practitioners and the interventions of the spirit must go together. That's what people are arguing. So we're going to explore how faith and practical support can go hand in hand in the Christian community, if that's the case. Dr. Tumaramoto, faith. Is faith alone enough when someone has mental health issues?
Faith alone is not enough when one is suffering from mental challenges.
Okay.
It is not enough just to say pray about it. I think there's a little more that is needed. So faith alone is not enough. That would be my view.
I hear you. So what then do you suggest? How can faith help? Let's just begin with faith first. How can faith help someone going through a mental health crisis?
Okay. Let's start by just looking a little bit at what mental health is.
Okay.
Mental health is a state of mental well-being that enables people to cope with the stresses of life, realizing their abilities, learning well and work well, and contribute to the community. It is integral component of health and well-being that underpins our individual and collective abilities to make decisions, build relationships, and shape our world and shape the world we live in. Mental health is basic human right, and it is crucial to personal, community, and socioeconomic development.
Okay.
The definition continues to say mental health is more than the absence of mental disorder. It exists on a complex continuum, which is experienced differently from one person to another to the next, with varying degrees of difficulty and distress, and potentially very different social clinical outcomes.
Right.
This is a definition as on the WHO website, that's World Health website.
Okay.
So, coming to our question, is faith alone enough? The answer is already given. It's not enough. Now, coming to the question, faith is an integral Christian belief. By that, I mean that it is faith that is central to Christians in following the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Just as
it is said in the book of Hebrews that without faith it is not possible to please him.
Right. Yeah. So give me now the first step. Which one is it? Which should it be? Should it be to pray first or to go to a doctor? Dr. Tumaramoto? WhatsApp takes away that moment just as we're able to get some juice from the pastor.
Both of go hand,
Pastor, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I do hear you.
Okay, so which comes first? Which one should we consult first? Prayer or a doctor?
We pray. And while we are praying, not stopping praying, right, we consult the doctor.
Okay. So why do some people believe that prayer alone can solve mental health issues, Doc?
It comes from some people understand, like on the book of James chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, is there someone who is sick among you? Then let him call for the elders, and then when they pray, you will be well. But there is also a belief that some of these diseases are coming. It's like a spiritual warfare, as it is stated in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, where it says you are not wrestling with flesh and blood.
Right.
So, but you are wrestling with the principalities. So some people think that, well, then this one requires only prayer or only
right,
faith.
Right. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so you're here to confirm that it is not just prayer, but you need to collaborate prayer and a mental health practitioner. So how can the church, let's talk about the church now, how can the church better support members of the community or members of the church who are facing mental health challenges?
This can be done in a number of ways. One of them is to avoid stigma that associated with mental health. Perhaps we need to accept that it is one of the diseases that affects us, affects our family. So as a church, we need to accept that reality. And because of that, then we are supposed also to support those with mental health issues emotionally. We need to support them wherever possible. We need to be present with them in their suffering. Wherever we are able, we may assist them financially. We may also assist them to seek medical support. But not only that, we can also support them by offering counseling services if we have that capacity, or we can refer them to somebody who is capable of doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay,
we can also do by creating awareness of the challenge of mental health.
And let's talk about therapy just by itself. To a Christian, what is the role of therapy and medication in a Christian's views on mental health?
So therapy is a process whereby you have the challenge of mental health, and then you meet a medical practitioner or a physician. And then he outlines or prescribes a plan for you on how you can battle with the mental challenge that you have.
Right.
So in that regard, it is actually the process that a health practitioner puts in place for you to undergo, so that you can regain your footing.
Yeah. Okay. So is that the only role of therapy in a Christian's life? Dr. Tungalamoto? Just one more. I'm hoping we'll be able to ask just one more question. Dr. Tungalamoto, can you hear me?
I would have a question, but also maybe it would be a proxy. Yes. Hello.
Sorry, you got cut there. Could you please answer that again, please, doctor? You got cut there. We couldn't hear you.
Okay, so I was saying that therapy would be more like an umbrella whereby a series of interventions would be laid before you.
Yeah.
So apart from the medications, but it would also involve maybe counseling or quite a number of things that can help you to get back on your foot again.
Okay. And my final question, Pastor, I'm hoping our line will hold still. How can we balance then relying on God while also seeking practical solutions for mental health?
I would say that we would follow Jesus Christ's example and also what is outlined in the Bible. For example, you find that while God is powerful in doing whatever he would in regard to healing, but there have been some instances in the Bible whereby God would say, okay, go get something to treat this ailment. For example, in the book of Isaiah 38, verse 21, Hezekiah was told, go get a poultice of this thing and then apply it, your boy will be healed.
Mm.
So that's a process to say we need to understand that while we are believing, but we can also use some remedies or medications to assist us.
Right.
The other is an example coming from the parable of the Good Samaritan. When that person fell in the hands of robbers, the Good Samaritan actually took that guy. He did not just pray for him, but he applied some faith aid and took him to a place where he would be healed. So the thing is, let's combine these things. Let's not just try to say, okay, I'll be praying alone without something that you can
Right. All right. So a combination of all these remedies will benefit you a lot. Doctor, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to our conversation for the rest of the week. Please enjoy your rest of your day. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Okay. Have a good day too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.